Hello again, handsome. Did you miss me? I was just down the hall taking a shower, but you probably guessed that already from the bathrobe and the wet hair. I'm not making you nervous again, am I? You shouldn't always get so worked up when I'm around you. I'm just your sister. Where other boys might see a sexy, half-naked girl, you just see me as a family member, don't you? You don't think of me at all in a sexual way, right? Even if I might tease you about all the fun we could be having if we weren't related. Or that we'll have one of these days anyway, if the mood is right. Aw, we've already gotten so close, haven't we? I was so totally gonna let you put it in me last week. Except then I remembered I had a date to get to. You were climbing on top of me when I pushed you off. That must have been so frustrating. Memories. Aren't they wonderful? Speaking of which, I remembered why I came in here almost naked and everything. I realized I didn't have any clean panties. But I did do your laundry this morning, and somehow a pair of my panties always seems to get mixed in with your load. So I thought I'd come in here. Oh, there they are. I'll just slip these on if you don't mind. What the fuck? You're barely paying attention to me and my teasing. What on your phone could possibly be more interesting than this? Give me that. Someone's sexting you? Who is this bitch? Hey, I recognize that tattoo. And that piercing. Ugh, and that worn-out skanky pussy. You're getting sexy pictures sent to you by Jenna? Of course I know who she is. She's in my grade, stupid. We used to be friends. Good friends, actually. But now she's a slut and a gold digger. She seduces guys to get their money and for cheap thrills. Trust me. I taught her everything she knows. Listen, you are not going near that bitch. She'll fuck you, but she'll also fuck you over. She'll get you to spend all your money on her and then some. And when you have nothing left that she wants, she'll leave you and move on to the next guy, just like I do. I am not letting her take advantage of you. Of course I can tell you what to do. I'm your sister. It's my job to butt into your personal life. To give you a hard time, just for fun. Okay, maybe I do take it too far sometimes. Well, most of the time. But deep down, you've always enjoyed the attention, right? I know you'd go back to your room afterward and masturbate. Sometimes I might have too. Is this why you're letting yourself be taken in by that whore? Did I tease you too much? Have I gotten you so frustrated that you're willing to let some stupid slutty girl take advantage of you just so you can have sex? You don't have to do that. You're better than some girl like Jenna. She's not worth throwing money at and then letting her stomp all over your heart when she moves on to the next guy when she's tired of you. Look, let me tell you something. You know Mom knows all about how I tease you. Maybe not exactly how far it's gotten, but enough to know that it goes beyond the whole brother and sister thing. She made me promise to, well, not to have sex with you. Years ago, actually. That was a weird conversation, and I hated her for even bringing it up. But honestly, it's the only reason why I haven't actually given myself to you. It's not like I haven't slept with plenty of other guys. It's not like I'm all that opposed to it. I've done worse things with worse guys. You're actually pretty nice. But Mom told me no. Or she'd throw me out. So, that's why she turns a blind eye to my teasing now. Because she knows I can't actually take it too far. But I do keep taking it farther, don't I? I like teasing you. The closer I let you get, the more I'm telling Mom to fuck off. And the more it turns me on. Because you're the one guy I can't have. But you're the guy I wanted enough for Mom to see where it was heading. Now I've messed you up a little. You're so desperate for sex after all of my teasing that you're about to ruin your life to get some from that whore. All because she's showing you some attention and sending you pictures of her body. Well, if you want to see a naked body, you can see mine. Not just when I let the towel slip when I'm walking past you to the shower, or when I leave my door open a crack, or when I flash you in the kitchen when you're the only one who'll see. This bathrobe comes off easily enough, and my tits are much better than Jenna's. I'll even take the panties off. You know that I always hide a pair in your laundry just to tease you, right? That's the whole reason I came in here today, to tease you some more. But no more teasing with glimpses of me naked. Now you've got the whole thing in front of you. So set that phone down. You don't need promises from Jenna about what she's going to give you. And no more lies from me. I'll give you what you want, if that's what's necessary to keep you away from her. You still think I'm teasing, don't you? I guess I deserve that. Well, let me convince you then. Let me take that cock out of your shorts. I've touched it before so many times. I even made you come once, except I wasn't planning to. You came in my face, and I was mad at you for a little while, but really it was my own fault. I didn't realize how badly worked up I'd gotten you. But now I do. I know how desperately you want to bury your cock in a pussy. Well, I'm not going to let it be that Jenna bitch. Not when I have a perfectly good pussy right here. And see how wet it is for you? I'll let you fuck me anytime you get the urge. You don't need a girl like Jenna when you have a sister like me. I'll lie back on your bed now. I promise that this time's for real. I won't laugh and push you off or clamp my legs shut or anything like that. And if I do, well, then you have my permission to just make me do it anyway. Fuck me, silly, whether I cooperate or not. I owe you that for the years of teasing you one way or another, don't I? Please, just lie on top of me. The worst that happens is that this ends in another tease, right? Even if you don't collect on my pussy, you're no worse off than before. That's it. Lie on top of me. Pin me down if you want, so I can't get away. But I'm not gonna try this time. Here. You can hold my wrists together over my head. Just press them down into the bed, as your weight presses my body down too. See? Oh, my legs are wide open for you. My pussy is hot and wet and ready for your cock. Just put it in me, and you'll know that the teasing's over. Oh, God. Feeling the head of your cock against me, and knowing that this time it goes in. But don't wait. Don't give me a chance to show you this is another tease. Come on. Put it in and fuck me. See, no more teasing. We're finally doing it. We're fucking. We're committing incest after all of those years of tension and my blue-balling you. We're finally doing it. No, keep my wrist pinned down. I don't want you to worry about me trying something. And I just kind of like you all strong and overbearing for a change. But maybe use both hands now and hold my wrist beside my head. Oh, yeah. Like that. Oh, pin me down and fuck me. Oh, fuck your helpless sister. Show her that there's not gonna be any more for games. tame her teasing pussy with that cock. Ugh. Harder. Harder. Paint me back for all that teasing. All those times I wouldn't let you fuck me. Punish me. Squeeze my wrist tighter. Fuck me harder. Take out that frustration on my body. Years of making you hard, not giving you any release. Oh, God. Release. Oh, I want you to come in me. I want you to take all of that cum I've been helping build over the years and just pour it all into me. I don't let most guys do that, but I owe it to you. And I want to feel it all inside of me. Oh. Oh, please. Just a little more. I don't even come for most guys these days, but I'll come for you. I don't think I can stop. Because those times I do come for other guys, I'm thinking about you. There. I admitted it. I want you so badly. Now I have you. Oh, please. Harder. Oh, please. Please. Oh, keeps. Yes. Oh, God. Oh. Kick me out if she ever finds out I let you do that. Oh, but I don't care anymore. Oh, that's the best sex I've ever had. Oh. You can let go of my wrist now. I think we both know there's no more teasing left between us. And I need to do something. There. I blocked Jenna on your phone. You don't need a girl like her. I can be your sister with benefits. You can have sex with me anytime you want. And I won't take your money. Just your cock. And your cum. At least until you find a decent girl. A girl worthy of you. Hopefully that won't be for a long, long time.